You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Irish citizens are at the polls today to vote in general elections. The country is facing serious economic challenges and has had several national debates, including referenda, on major social issues including marriage, family, and child rearing. Ahead of the elections, the Catholic bishops of Ireland urge voters to exercise their citizenship responsibly, calling on Catholics to decide questions on the basis of conscience informed by the teaching of the Church. We spoke to Bishop Kevin Dorn of Elphin.
The bishop's expression of guidance to the people of Ireland was based around the very clearly defined responsibility of Christians in the documents of the Second Vatican Council. The fact that we aspire to the heavenly city, but that we live in the earthly city and we have to take responsibility for the common good. And so the bishops issued a statement during the week, and a number of us also had previously issued individual statements. And the general tone, I suppose, of all of those statements was, first of all, to encourage people to actually participate actively in the democratic process and to remind them that politicians can't obviously represent people unless people actually express clearly what they believe. Second thing, I suppose, was that in very much in keeping with the agenda of Pope Francis in these times, encouraging people to think beyond their own individual or sectional needs to focus particularly on the needs of those who are vulnerable in our society. So with those things in mind, we identified a number of issues, one of which, not surprisingly, was that was the right to life, the question of homelessness in our society, the challenges of providing a healthcare service which is consistent with the dignity and the needs of people. A particular focus also on the needs of both refugees in the broader sense and particularly then Christians who are experiencing persecution in various parts of the world, and the need for Ireland, as it has done so many times in the past, to be a voice of moderation and a voice for justice in the wider world.
And Bishop, the bishops generally and Catholic bishops around the world are always very careful when speaking about elections, not to, so to speak, take sides necessarily, not to take political stances. But when someone comes up to you and says, you know, what in particular am I looking at when I'm voting tomorrow? What are you going to tell them?
Well, when I've asked my own parishioners in the diocese I've been, I've asked them to consider those particular issues related to the common good or to human rights. And I've asked them to, well, during the election campaign specifically, I've asked them to, you know, to speak to their candidates and to ask them what they propose to do to ensure that the common good in those areas is reflected in legislation. In one specific area, obviously, we're experiencing a significant chipping away at the culture of life in Irish society. There's already in 2013, the government introduced legislation to permit abortion in certain specific cases. But there is now a proposal which is being repeated frequently by some of the political parties and also some individual candidates that the constitutional protection for the unborn should be removed from our constitution. So I've suggested to people that you have to be consistent in terms of what you profess to believe and how you actually participate in the democratic process. You can't really in conscience vote for somebody who proposes to legislate for abortion and at the same time feel that that has no impact on your identity as a Catholic.
And Bishop, in the bishop's statement, in fact, they say specifically, democracy is not limited just to voting. And I know with issues, especially with right to life issues and family issues and cultural issues, generally, there's been a lot of people have remarked on the shift in the culture of life and generally the Christian culture of Ireland. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, well, I think part of the challenge, I suppose, is for people to realise that they actually have the capacity to exercise political responsibility in between elections. People who want change tend to agitate for change and can sometimes be quite successful in achieving change, even though they may be a very small minority. Part of the reason why that happens is because the majority often remain silent. Those who want to keep things the way they are, those who want to protect certain values, just assume that someone else will do it, or that if they don't participate, you know, eventually the problem will go away. So I think what we need to do is to form a generation of Catholics to be politically active, not in a belligerent way, but in a way which clearly brings to bear what they believe. People here sometimes are surprised, and certainly I've noticed this with some of the interviews I've done in the media. People would be surprised at the suggestion that politicians or doctors or lawyers or business people should actually think with their faith as well as with the gift of reason when they're going about their business. People sometimes seem to think that you know, if you're a politician, you leave your religious beliefs outside of the parliament, or if you're a judge, your religious beliefs wouldn't in any sense influence how you act in the courtroom. And I suppose I would be making it very clear to people that certainly nobody would be suggesting that politicians should be legislating according to the teaching of the church. The church never asks politicians to do that. But what the politicians, like the rest of us, have to do is to be consistent in terms of, you know, acting in accordance with what they believe.
And finally, one more question for you, Bishop. In reading your own statement and the statement of the bishops as a body and some of the other bishops' statements, a lot of the language reflects on not just the right to life as a fundamental human right, of course, and the importance of family, but also on seeing that in a holistic context of touching on other issues and expanding from that basic primary right to things like homelessness, to things like the refugee crisis and others. Can you speak a little bit about how all of those are connected together and have to inform Catholics as they head to the polls?
Yeah, actually, one of the challenges for us is that while some people probably feel that we shouldn't speak about any of these things, other people seem to feel that we should focus exclusively on the right to life and the question of abortion. But of course, to use the image of Cardinal Joseph Bernardin, the moral teaching of the Church is a seamless garment, like the seamless garment of Christ, and you can't kind of narrow it down to this particular issues. The ultimate challenge for us as Church is to live in such a way that the good of each person and of all is reflected in our society. And if people are homeless, for instance, their educational prospects, their capacity to feed themselves, all of those other things are implicated as well. And, you know, to suggest that sufficient to allow people to exist, to be born, and then just to abandon them to their fate, obviously would not be particularly consistent with the gospel. Certainly when you look at the mission of Jesus, his care for the sick, for instance, needs to be reflected in the way we care for the sick in our own society. And that's one of the big challenges, I'd say, in most developing societies. The high-tech capacities of medicine, on the one hand, give people great expectations as to what could happen for them if they got into the hospital in time. But the reality is that our economies are built around able-bodied adults working in the workplace. And for that reason, many of our older people, if they're sick or frail, are unable to depend on their sons and daughters to care for them at home. So they need nursing home facilities. And the state doesn't seem to have taken into consideration the huge need that there is for patients who are no longer in need of hospital treatment to have somewhere to go where they can be cared for in their own community, consistent in a way that's consistent with their dignity. So the result is we have huge blockages in our emergency rooms because the hospitals are full of people who really don't need to be there anymore, but for whom there is no other alternative.